welcome to Trivia Tuesday. I'm Grace. I'm an adult services librarian here at Cromaine and your trivia host this evening. Here's how you play. I'll read a question and you'll have 30 seconds to come up with your answer. During that time, our staff team, the Dewey Decimators, will also be working on an answer, so you can listen and play along with them if you like, and I'll ask you to decide on your final answer and ask the staff team to shout out theirs. Then I'll reveal the correct answer. If you came up with that answer, give yourself a point. See how many points you can get and hopefully learn something new. Let's get ready to play. Our first category for June is summer reading, tales and tales. So we've got some questions about stories. We've got some questions about animals. Animals in stories. Dewey Decimators, are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Number one. Author Laura Hillenbrand brought us the story of this horse in blank, an American legend. What is that horse's name? And your time starts now.
Hmm. Is it Seabiscuit?
Well, maybe.
It's the only really famous horse I know, so.
Yeah, I was thinking like Black Beauty too, but Seabiscuit.
Oh, it could be Secretariat.
Oh, Secretariat, yeah.
That actually sounds better.
All right, your time is up. Which one are you going to go with?
Secretariat.
It was Seabiscuit.
Oh. My bad.
I mean, the right answer.
You're sounding better.
All right, question number two. What is the title of a popular novel in which a boy and a tiger share a lifeboat after a shipwreck? Time starts now.
It was Life of Pi, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life of Pi, yeah.
Yay.
1 second still. Okay, Decimators, what is your final answer?
Life of Pi.
Nice job, it was Life of Pi. Awesome. Okay, question number three. Who wrote The Mouse and the Motorcycle? Your time starts now.
It was Beverly Cleary, right?
Mm.
I think it was Beverly Cleary.
I think you're right.
I sometimes get her and like Judy Blume mixed up because
it wasn't
like,
Judy Blume.
Yeah, but I think it was Beverly Cleary.
Mm-hmm. Seem pretty confident, Decimators. Your time.
You're gonna be like, actually, it was this guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, what is your final guess?
Beverly Cleary.
You got it. Did she just recently pass away? Or am I thinking
of someone else? Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Question number four. What is the name of Diane Fossey's book, her autobiographical book about her time spent with apes? Your time starts now.
The movie was Gorillas in the Mist.
Gorillas in the Mist. Yep, that's it.
Yep.
I knew it was something in the mist.
Some kind of ape in the mist.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I feel like all these questions I know half the answer for.
Yes.
All right, Decimators, your final answer?
Gorillas in the Mist?
It is Gorillas in the Mist. Nice job.
Yay.
Okay, we are already on question five, your final question of this round. In the Mrs. Murphy mystery series, author Rita Mae Brown credits Sneaky Pie Brown as her co-author. What kind of animal is Sneaky Pie? Your time starts now.
It's a cat, right? There's always a cat.
I was going to say cat.
Like a cat.
Yes.
And Sneaky Mae Brown, that is totally a cat name.
Oh, absolutely.
Apparently she did not like us talking about cats.
Yeah, not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
Yep.
That answer.
Like, where's that cat?
Yep. Princess is personally offended.
All right. And your final answer, what kind of animal is Sneaky Pie?
A cat.
You are correct. Nice job, Decimators.
Yay.
You got 4 out of 5 correct in summer reading, Tales and Tales. Friends at home, let us know how you did in this category. See you next time.
Bye.